Welcome back to the Mike McEntee Show here on AM 950. What if you could be a lifesaver? What if you could save someone's life? Would you? We all have that opportunity. The question is, will you take that step? Nancy Nelson joins us today because she's taken that step. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
Hello, my friend. Thank you very much for letting us be here. And every single day, thank you for your voice and what you do and what you stand for. It matters so much that these airwaves stay open here at AM 950.
I know so many of our listeners are so happy to hear your voice every time you come back on because they miss you, Nancy.
Well, I miss them. Thanks very much for letting us come back.
We're glad to have you here. Let's turn to what we're talking about today. You told me this story a couple weeks ago, and I was just floored. You told me that you had given up your kidney to somebody else to save their life. And I was going, a relative? And you said, no, this was a friend. Tell me about how this all happened.
You know, Mike, I'm a little uncomfortable with it sounding like a big deal because the truth of the matter is it is not a big deal.
Well, to me, it's a big deal. So you go ahead. It's not a big deal to you.
And I'm not sure that I saved Ellen's life, but okay. I certainly helped her burden with her health issue a little bit. I have known Ellen DePhillips and her wife, Stacy Pangborn, since just after my husband passed away. Ironically, the priest who married us said, I was in agony, I couldn't even breathe. And he said, I know somebody I think you should meet just because they're wonderful people. We met shortly after Billy passed away, and we've been joined at the hip ever since. And
Ellen is with us here, by the way, folks. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate being here today.
And Ellen, it was last January that we had lunch together, Ellen and Stacy and I, and Ellen said, I knew she had had health issues over the years, but no big deal. And she said, gee, I just was at the doctor today and I'm stunned. I didn't even know I had kidney trouble and I'm in stage 3 renal failure and I'm going to have to go on dialysis and I'm going to need a transplant. And I don't really have any relatives that are even still living or of an age where it would be possible, so chances are I won't get a transplant. And Mike, it wasn't even to think about it. It was, well, let me test, because it's not a big deal to do it, but you can make such a difference. It's such a gift to be able to do it, I can't tell you.
Because, Ellen, what were you facing? If this, so many people end up on a waiting list for a very long time, what would that have been like, do you know?
Well, the waiting list, from what I understand, is anywhere from 3 to 5, 6, 7 years for a kidney transplant. The next step would be dialysis. As your kidneys, kidney function decreases, you would end up on dialysis as you go through stage 4, stage 5, which is complete renal failure.
And dialysis is usually 3 times a week, several hours
yes.
a day.
So this totally changes your life when this happens.
Exactly.
And
the
quality of your life, I don't know what it's like under those circumstances.
You know, thank goodness I don't have to find out about dialysis, because it's very, very hard on your other organs. So to be placed on dialysis that often, 3 times a week or 4 times a week, depending on which treatment you choose to pursue, your organs will shut down quicker, your body will just shut down quicker, you become more depressed.
You might not get to die of old age.
And you might.
You might not get to die of old
so
age.
So to wait for a kidney is really a traumatic event in your life.
Mike, the numbers are extraordinary. Kidney disease is the 9th largest killer in the United States of America. It kills more people than prostate cancer, than breast cancer. 30 million people today in America have some stage of kidney disease. 90% of them do not know they have it. 1 in 5 who have high blood pressure either has kidney disease or will develop it. 1 in 3 with diabetes either has kidney disease or will develop it. There are 100,000 people at this minute on a waiting list to get a kidney. of that 19,000 this year, only of that 100,000 this year, only 19,000 will get a kidney. And of the 19,000 who get one, only 6,500 will get a kidney from a living donor. The other from cadaver donors, people who put yes on their driver's license. But there's two prongs here. Be a donor. Oh, please be a donor. And please be sure you're okay or your family member is. With those stats, we all are living next to people every single day who have kidney disease and don't even know it. And by the time they know it, it can be so critical that it's all over. Ellen was in stage 3 and never even knew it. And you felt great.
Felt wonderful. Didn't have any symptoms. I was diabetic most of my adult life, and never took the time or even realized that I should research the long-term complications of diabetes. I mean, I knew the blindness, the amputation, you know, the possibility of those issues creeping up on you, organ failure, but didn't really connect kidney disease with the diabetes. So for me at stage 3 to start thinking about this and thinking, now what? How am I going to start changing my lifestyle to have this debilitating disease not take a dive quickly so I can prepare myself for either trying to find a donor, getting on a list or whatever. So the education end of it at an early stage is so important. And don't hesitate to just go online and read about kidney disease.
Ask your doctor for a blood test, yes? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine you're in stage 3 renal failure and they say you're probably going to have a transplant and you go, really, I didn't know I had kidney disease. Yeah. I mean...
Now, so much when we talk about doing donations, it's, you know, after you die, you know, after because
you and you need, can do that. And do it.
Because most of our organs, we need them while we're still functioning. Mm-hmm. But with a kidney, you've got 2 kidneys, obviously, and, you know, you can give somebody one. I mean, you both look very healthy.
Thank you.
Everybody here is doing rather well. But when you and that has to bring you some immense amount of joy, knowing that you're partially responsible for that, Nancy.
That's what I mean when I say, Mike, whatever we talk about being a living donor, and people say, oh, what a great gift. The gift is really to me to have the privilege of making the slightest difference with so little effort. Yes, there's surgery. Yes, you're scared. Yes, there's pain. They give you medication. Yes, you're tired for a while. You sleep, you rest. And today, we had the surgery on November 2nd. Today, I would not even know I had ever had surgery.
And you told me you didn't hesitate when you heard this. I mean, did you know what you were going to go through when you said yes?
Well, I was very aware of kidney transplantation because, ironically, it's funny how life can come full circle. My husband and I moved in across the street from a little girl in 1972 when we had our first home who had kidney failure, and she was one of Dr. John Najarian's first patients at the University of Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And we got involved with the Kidney Foundation because there was this drive to get people to donate an organ. Nobody had ever heard of it before. It was controversial. Religious organizations didn't like it. It was unbelievable what that was like. But we became very good friends with John Najarian. And here I am all these decades later, and I had the opportunity. And when Ellen said, I need a transplant, you don't think about it. Sure, let me do that.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question that came to my mind because, you know, I go, okay, I've got 2 kidneys. I'll give you one. But what if mine fails? Are you worried about that you're more subject to having disease or having problems because you've done this? Is that
you
entered
know,
into
Mike,
your mind?
They talked to both of us about this a great deal, didn't they, Ellen? And certainly there is that possibility. But one of the reasons you go through such an extensive battery of tests is that you can only do this if you're in really good health. And they looked at my kidney function at my age, because your kidneys do get less functional as you get older. And with my kidney function level at my age, it was acceptable. And I said, oh, you mean that as it declines, it's not going to decline any more rapidly than it has in all of these decades of my life, so I'll be dead before my kidney's gone. And they said, yeah, essentially, but we wouldn't put it that way.
Well, you're good at putting it. You get right to the
Very
point.
Very good explanation.
Yeah, but that really is it, isn't it? It's quite extraordinary, Mike. It really is.
I tell you what we're going to do. I know we have another person we want to bring into the conversation on this. What I'm going to do is we're going to take a break right now. And then when we come back, I want to bring Lois Travellina, who was part of this.
Yeah.
She was part of the caretaking part of this. We're going to talk about that. We got way more to talk about on this topic. You're listening to the Mike McEntee Show here on AM 950.
Common Roots Cafe is the perfect spot for the whole family to get delicious, local, and organic food. They have a great kids menu equipped with games and coloring, while parents can enjoy a great local beer, wine, or specialty cocktail. It's never been a fad or a marketing ploy to make everything from scratch with local and organic ingredients. It's always been an unwavering commitment. If they can buy it local and organic, or get it from their on-site garden, they will. Common Roots is located off 26th and Lindale and online at commonrootscafe.com.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more, visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Branding electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit brendingelectrolysis.com.
Welcome back to the Mike McEntee Show here on AM 950. We're talking about kidney transplants. Are you somebody who is waiting for a transplant or somebody who is thinking about donating a kidney? Because you can do it while you're alive. You don't have to wait until you're gone. You can see the benefit that it gives. Give us a call if you want to talk about it. We're talking about that. It's 952-946-6205. We're talking with Nancy Nelson and Ellen DePhillips. Nancy gave her kidney to Ellen. And I want to bring in somebody else here in just a moment, but I asked a question before when we went to break, which was, do you have to have a test for this? Do you have to match? Because we talk about that, oh, you have to be a relative, or you have to, you know, when you're having a heart transplant, you did have to have some sort of test for this, right?
When I told Ellen I'd like to do it, she said, well, here's the numbers at Mayo Clinic, and you can call. And I called, and the first thing they did was have me do a blood workup. I did it here. It was sent down there. And I needed two matches. I needed a blood type match. My blood type matched. And then the antigens, is that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, antigens. And then that was a match, and we could go forward. A very cute and quick story.
Sure.
Because Ellen and Stacy are, how could I give a kidney to somebody who's not a liberal? But I would have. But
that doesn't matter in the blood type, right?
But we were down there waiting, and then we got the approval. And what was it a friend of yours said on the phone about, I'm glad you're getting a kidney?
Oh, your left kidney. Nancy donated her left kidney. It's placed on my right side, so...
But I think your friend said, oh, I'm so glad you're getting a kidney from a Democrat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that obviously
that
a joke.
That was a follow-up, yeah.
What was your reaction when you heard that things matched and this was going to be able to happen?
Well, it's a beautiful story. I was sitting after 4 days of assessment that Nancy had to go through down at Mayo.
Ellen went with me. She was there for all the tests.
And Nancy came out, and as Nancy does, she had tears running down her eyes, and I didn't quite know whether that was a good thing or a negative thing, but she looked at me and she said, "I'm a match. We're a go." And I've said this, you know, before. I stood up, mm-hmm. and I took a step back and said to myself, this is the most amazing thing that could ever happen to me. And my second thought was, how can I do this to my beautiful friend? How can I put her in jeopardy of not having two kidneys? Or what if something happened?
Yeah.
But can you believe that was her thought? For as sure. great as her need was, that was her thought.
You folks are great friends, obviously.
Yes.
And this is, I'm sure, but made
Mike,
it grow even deeper.
But
so.
Mike, if I knew, if I understood then what I understand now with the great need, I would simply have gone forward and said, I'd like to be tested. You can call Mayo, you can call the U of M,
Without
you can call the kidney organization, and they will test you. And they will match you to somebody on the other side of the country that you'll never see or never know, and you can give them your kidney. And why wouldn't you?
One of the wonderful things about that is they have a what they call a shared kidney donation, a sharing
yes.
program.
Yeah, I would have done that if I hadn't been a blood match.
What's the sharing donation?
If Nancy hadn't been a match for me, mm-hmm. she would have had the opportunity to sign up and say, I will give you my kidney or give someone my kidney if you have someone out there in this organization that's a match and will give my friend their kidney.
It's essentially pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to bring somebody else in here, Lois
Travelina.
Travelina, there we go, who was involved in this whole incident. She was a very essential part of this.
Oh, Lois, your dogs are barking.
We can hear Lois in the background. Hello, Lois. Welcome
to
the program.
The dogs have to be here.
Lois is from California, a lifelong friend. Her husband, well-known in Vegas and on the Johnny Carson show. I lived with Fred and Lois for a long time when I was anchoring news in L.A., and when she heard we were going to do this and that I would need some help after the surgery, Ellen had Stacy with her. I'm alone now without Billy. Lois, without blinking an eye, said, I'm flying in, I'm taking care of you. And boy, did you, like a cop, Lois.
Lois, well, that's very nice to hear. I was worried about, she's so anal in so many ways that she wants to do everything herself. And I'm there lifting the dogs, going to the grocery shop, driving the car. And I say, so how you doing? Fine. What do you mean you're fine? You just had an operation. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. She was fine, mentally and physically. This woman went through it like you're just sitting down to have a cup of tea. I was amazed at the whole scenario, what happened. I was there a month and watching her. She didn't go up and down stairs, and she didn't lift things, and that's good. But when asked, how do you feel? Well, I'm a little tired. Well, of course you are. So I was just honored to be a part of it.
She made it possible for us, Ellen.
She did.
You made it possible for us because I needed somebody with me. And in my circumstance without Billy, I didn't have somebody with me.
Yeah. The fact that I love Ellen also because we're all good friends, and to understand that she's got a life still ahead of her. So does Nancy and I. I mean, we're the same age. But
aren't you much older than me? Are you sure you're not much older than me? I thought you were.
I was much younger.
Oh, golly.
Well, we're going to compare driver's license after we get through the show.
Right.
Lois, were you surprised by her decision?
For older people to have to go through this, I mean, this is a scenario you do not hear very often.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman, in my eyes, is an angel that enabled somebody to continue living for many years to come. And it's sad that there aren't more people like this, but we don't understand it. When I hear about all of this and I say, well, maybe I could give my kidney someday, unfortunately, I'm not able to do that because I had something many years ago, and they said, don't ever think about giving blood or an organ again.
Hmm.
Oops. But but that's my scenario. What happened to them to be together, and we all are going to stay friends till death do us part.
Which we hope is a long, long time.
And more people need to know it. More meaning, they need to hear this. Because you're not going to get paid to do it. That's not what you're doing it for.
You're doing it for love, huh, Lois? You're doing it for love. Mike, what?
Lois, were you surprised when Nancy came to you and said, this is what I'm going to do? Was this just totally out of the blue?
Oh, yeah, out of the blue. She calls me up and says, I made a decision I'm going to do, but I want to find out, can you come out here for a month and stay with me? What? Of course. What? When? Let's do it. You know, it was fine with me. Yes, I was shocked that she said she would, because I didn't know anything about people going through such a thing.
But now
anyway,
you do.
And we.
Now you do, and I know you agree. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Yes. There was a gentleman, a family of a gentleman in the waiting room while the girls were in operation, and he was also in operation. And the family and I spoke, and they told me how he had been wanting to get a kidney for almost 11 years.
Wow.
And the last few years was on dialysis from Michigan. And he was told to come to Mayo. He was going to get this kidney. And he got there, and, oh, my God, the gentleman who was going to donate the kidney didn't show up.
Oh.
From Florida. Well, they were all distressed and thought this wasn't going to work. Oh, my gosh, we have to wait longer. Oh, no. The kidney was flown up from Florida.
They did not realize that the man had gone
into surgery locally.
Yeah, in Florida. They took the man's kidney out and they flew it up to Mayo Clinic. And this man got a kidney from a man in Florida they never met. They never knew each other. And the man in Florida said, I've got a healthy kidney. Maybe I can help somebody out.
Do kidney patients, kidney transplant patients, is there some sort of Facebook group or do people talk to each other?
Well,
or
you've been going to some meetings
Been involved with the National Kidney Association. This March is National Kidney Month. There's a group in Minnesota here, right in the Twin Cities, just put on a summit a couple of weeks ago.
Is there an email? Is there a website or something?
You know, I would go right to Minnesota
kidneyassociation.org.
Yeah, so there's a really good support group from what I understand because I'm so new to this, I'm just joining that. So I'll be attending those support groups, and it's a much-needed thing. You need to be able to talk about
exactly.
How you're feeling and what's going on with your life, and if you can support other people in the support group, more power to you. It's wonderful. One of the things that I wanted to say about Lois, as a caretaker, people don't realize what it takes to be a caretaker, whether you're the giver or you're the taker. Lois and both Lois and my wife could not have stepped up to the plate.
Couldn't have done it without them. It wouldn't have been possible.
It wouldn't. They were
We love
angels.
You, Lois. Thank you. We love you, Stacy.
You bet, Lois.
Mike, thank you so much for letting us talk about this. Be sure you ask your doctor to check you. You may be one of the 30 million Americans, 90% who don't even know they have kidney disease. And think about being a donor. It's a remarkable gift to yourself.
Lois, Ellen, Nancy,
yes,
thank you so much for coming on and telling about this fantastic story. Hopefully it's going to inspire other people to maybe move that meter just a little bit and help somebody else that they know or they don't know, because that's really great.
Thank you for letting us share.
We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Bye, Lois.
Bye, Lois. We love you.
Bye, y'all.